Hi, it is the Bugcast episode 16.
There's an actual love bug walking around.
Yeah. Good evening. It's Mumble 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 the June. It's coming out to 10:45 at night, and you listen to the Bugcast episode 16. Thanks very much for joining me. That track was Blake Morgan and Why Don't You See, featuring Lenny Kravitz. Thank you very much to Leonie for introducing the show this evening. Yes, Mumble Mumble. I'm a little bit late this week, by 2 or 3 days. As I said in the show notes, David Letterman has nothing on me. This is the very late show. The reason that the show didn't get recorded as normal is we went away this weekend, and we went to see my mum down in Worcestershire, and I'm hearing noises. I don't know where they're coming from. No, not you. There's other noises through my earphones. No, it's not that noise. It's a different noise. Yeah, and I'd plan the show in advance. I'd got all the music ready on Wednesday, run through it to make sure it flowed. And we packed the laptop up and the power supply and everything, got everything with me. And the plan was to record the show on Saturday afternoon and upload it on Saturday evening. Best laid plans and all that, when I realised that I didn't have my headset with me. And my laptop's one of these ones that doesn't have a built-in microphone, so I couldn't even do it that way. Checked with my mum whether she had a microphone, and typically she didn't. And even with the PC World just down the road, it seemed a little bit pointless to spend out 15 quid on a brand new headset just for the benefit of recording a show in time. But that's the reason. So apologies for those of you who demanded rather loudly in their journals, "Where is the Bugcast?" Here it is, albeit a few days late. So apologies for that. As you can probably hear, I'm a little bit laid down with hay fever at the moment. I've tried most of the antihistamine drugs on the market, and none of them seem to be working very well at the moment. I'm trying my third different drug in 3 days tomorrow. It begins with L, and it's probably got an O and a C in it somewhere. But it's one of Boots' own brand. I bought a box of 30 on a buy one get one free, so I've actually got 2 months' supply of these things, which I'll probably need the way things are going at the moment. Hay fever's really hit me hard this year. And it's probably for that reason that this show is going to be a little bit light. Stop putting me off, and I'll stop erming. I've done well. I haven't ermed as much as I did in the last episode, so far. Yeah. I think Umwatch needs to come back, doesn't it? The Umometer, love, not Thumbometer. She's sitting there wiggling her thumb. Umometer. And now she's sticking her fingers up at me. And no, I'm not editing this out because it's quite amusing. So, it's going to be a bit of a light show today. I will mention that. As I've mentioned in the last few weeks, Cara has been suffering still with constipation. Took her to the doctors on Friday, and managed to get them to agree to a hospital appointment at a hospital of our choice. And they said they'd get back to Caroline on Monday, as in today, with details of an appointment. Anyway, Caroline went down to the was it the doctor's surgery suite out? Yeah, this afternoon. And she got an envelope with the details and the appointments this coming Friday. No, next Friday. Next Friday, the 4th. Yeah. Of July. She told me all that over the phone. So I got home from work. She pulled up. She looked at me and said, "Look at this and tell me what's wrong." And I looked at it, and it was an appointment for the 4th of July. It was at the Doncaster Royal Infirmary, but it was for somebody else. The actual appointment slip, or the what is that thing called, love? Choose and book sheet was for somebody completely different. We're already aware that there've been some data issues with the NHS amongst other organisations. But could it be that somebody else has got Cara's appointment? And as Caroline said, if this turns out to be completely the wrong appointment and we're going to have to wait even longer to get an appointment for Cara to get her sorted out, it's just going to get worse. She's still as constipated as she was. She had a couple of apologies for the TMI, a couple of good clear outs over the weekend, but she's still waking up in the middle of the night very suddenly screaming the house down. We subjected my mum to it on Sunday morning, I think it was. Fortunately, she slept through it, but I certainly didn't. It was rather nasty. So, yeah, I will update you more on that when I know more. Going to quickly shoot on to another song now. This is Seven Score and Smile. News heavy week this last week with the Lisbon Treaty, the political situation in Zimbabwe, unrest in the Anglican Church, and in the news of entertainment, learning that Amy Winehouse is suffering from emphysema. All things I would love to talk about, but I'm really starting to suffer at the moment with the hay fever. It is getting late and I'm very tired, so I shall have to spare you that until next week. But in the meantime...
In a world ruled by stupidity, stifled by mediocrity, and swamped in idiocy, three brave new heroes stepped into the breach. Three brave souls who, quite frankly, made it all a damn sight worse.
Some call them nerds. I call them hot. Join Daz, Doug, and Lance for Dumbed Down Life every week at ddl.podshow.com.
Hardly a week goes by now when I'm not promoting this show in some way or another, but they fully deserve it. The website for the Dumbed Down Life is different now to what it was in that promo. The promo's a bit out of date, but Darren said they're going to see about recording a new one. The Dumbed Down Life is at www.dumbeddownlife.com. So, as I always say, listen to it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it again. Anywho, we're going to go on to some feedback. We've had one piece of feedback this week from... can't find it. Where's it gone? I've lost my email. From our regular correspondent, Leonie. Hey-ho, me again. Please find and close some files for the intro this week. Hope at least one is useful enough, although not included is one that sounds awful. You're most welcome to edit out the screaming. Well, as you can tell, I did use... one of Leonie's audio files, which I'm very chuffed that she finally decided to put one through. It was after one of the Dumbed Down Life live chats that both Darren and I were trying to persuade Leonie that she should do an audio file, and I'm really glad that she did. She continues, I really enjoy the Amplifico tracks, so please keep playing them. I also enjoyed David Steele some weeks ago and that Scar track from a couple of weeks back. When the head waiter asked George Bernard Shaw if he had any request of what he would like the orchestra to play, he simply replied, "Dominoes." I would not be so rude, but merely ask you to keep the Marilyn Scott and Journey South to a minimum, if at all possible. Please thank you all around the room. I will now attempt to eat my own foot without condiments. All for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk. Thank you for that, Leonie. As I said, I'm really chuffed that you did decide finally to do an introduction for the show, and hopefully that's not going to be the last of it. excuse me. Right, we are going to move on to the final song now before I drown myself in snot. No, sorry? Snot funny, yes, as Caroline said. Our final song for the show is Journey South. No, it's not. It's Maria Danes and What Do You Want?
Yeah.
hear that song and I think of Tina Turner. That was Maria Danes and What More Do You Want? All three tunes on this evening's show have been taken from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at music.podshow.com. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can call through to us on 020 80 99 1550. You can email bugcast@thelovebug.org, or you can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org. All that remains then is for me to try and stop sniffing down the microphone. Thank you all for joining me this evening, and with any luck we'll regroup in a week's time. Take care.